World Update from the BBC World Service. A zoology student at a British university says he may have invented a way to communicate with elephants. 22-year-old James Gordon of Leeds University says he's adapted an ancient Australian musical instrument to make sounds only elephants can hear. And that could lead to a new warning system, which could keep elephants in the wild from trampling precious cropland. James Gordon came into our Leeds studio to tell us how he came up with his idea.
I was working in Zimbabwe on an elephant project, Lake Osborne's elephant project, which is designed to prevent elephants trampling over farmers' crops. He's working out different management strategies, part of that being chemical repellents and other ways. He also wants to use infrasound, which is a sound so low it's inaudible to human ears. I came up with the idea after I met an Australian out in Africa who suggested that elephants he knew in Sydney Zoo dislike the sound of the didgeridoo.
And the didgeridoo is?
Didgeridoo is a cylinder, basically. It's a very primitive trumpet. You can make it as long or tall as you want. The longer it is, the lower the note is. And by vibrating the air column within the cylinder, you can produce a note.
And this is one of the musical instruments played by Aboriginal tribesmen in Australia.
That's right, yes.
So what did you do? Create your own didgeridoo?
Well, when I got back to England, I researched a bit more. I didn't just want to go and play didgeridoos. A man in the US, in the Middle State Tennessee University, Dr. Robertson, is a professor of music, has a webpage devoted to the didgeridoo. And I started a correspondence with him, and we worked out the perfect length didgeridoo to produce a 15 hertz harmonic, which elephants should be able to hear from quite a long distance away.
James Gordon, did you bring your didgeridoo into the studio today?
I couldn't actually fit the didgeridoo into the studio, so I bought part of it.
Okay. Can we hear it?
Yes, you can.
Sounds like low tide in San Francisco Harbor.
That's right. It's essentially a foghorn. I don't know if they make foghorns as long as this.
What does it look like?
The actual didgeridoo that I'll be using on the Trials of the Elephants is 5 meters and 66 centimeters tall. It actually doesn't look very much like a didgeridoo because it stands vertically and is powered by a flame. That's one of the didgeridoos we use. The other one is just a very long piece of drain pipe. The difference between them is the one that stands vertically is open at both ends, and that means it will produce all the even harmonics as well, whereas the cylinder closed at one end will only produce the odd harmonics.
Now, what we just heard sounded like a foghorn with a secret sorrow, but I gather that that is not what the elephants hear.
No, the elephants will probably be able to pick up other harmonics. The note you hear is an amalgamation of all the harmonics that are played. What you couldn't hear, and what you certainly wouldn't be able to hear from, say, 2 kilometres away, is the very low tones, which only elephants can hear. And this is infrasound.
James Gordon, are elephants in your future?
I would like to do a lot more work on them after I've finished this bit of research. I'd like to develop it a bit further. I don't know how long I can stay looking at elephants. Mm.
James, could we just hear that didgeridoo one more time?
Of course, yeah.